This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in re the matter of ALP and SHP, minors, Alicia Smith versus Laura Martinez, decided April 22, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. In re the matter of ALP and SHP, minors, Alicia Smith, respondent, v. WD87406, consolidated with WD87522, Laura Martinez, filed April 22, 2025, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, the Honorable Kenneth R. Garrett III, Judge before Division III, Edward R. Ardini, Jr., P.J., and A. Locke Ahuja, and Thomas N. Chapman, J.J. Based on a visitation schedule to which the parties had stipulated, the Circuit Court of Jackson County awarded Alicia Smith third-party visitation rights with respect to two children who had been adopted by Laura Martinez. Martinez appeals. She argues that Smith lacked standing to seek third-party custody and visitation under per 452.375.5-5-1, and that the Circuit Court erred in finding that Martinez had consented to the entry of judgment. We affirm. Worse, statutory citations refer to the 2016 edition of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, updated by the 2024 Cumulative Supplement. 2. Factual background. The minor females who are the subject of this proceeding, ALP and SHP, are presently almost 16 years old. They were adopted by Martinez in a proceeding in which Smith had filed a competing adoption petition. Our opinion in Smith's appeal of the adoption judgment describes the relevant facts. In approximately 2001 or 2002, Smith and Martinez met and became romantically involved. SP and AP are twin girls. Smith and Martinez learned of SP and AP when the girls were 18 months old. With the permission of the biological mother, the children began living with Smith and Martinez on November 23, 2011. 2 months later, Smith and Martinez were granted joint letters of guardianship over the children by the Circuit Court of Buchanan County. So, Smith, Martinez, and the children resided together. Until Smith and Martinez's relationship ended in 2013. Beginning in 2014, the children resided primarily with Smith due to Smith's more flexible work schedule. During this time, the children spent every other weekend with Martinez as well as 2 days a week. The children's schedule of 2 days a week and every other weekend with Martinez continued up to the time of trial in March 2020. In 2015, Smith and Martinez's relationship as co-guardians began to deteriorate. This coincided with Smith meeting and starting a romantic relationship with her present wife. On April 9, 2019, Smith filed her petition for adoption of the children. On June 13, 2019, Martinez filed her competing petition for adoption of the children. The trial court thereafter consolidated the two adoption cases in RESHP 638 SW 3D 524 52728 MOADAP WD 2021. The Circuit Court conducted a bench trial on the parties' competing adoption petitions. On September 27, 2020, the court granted Martinez's three adoption petition and denied Smith's competing petition. Smith appealed. This court affirmed the judgment in the adoption case in RESHP 638 SW 3D 524. Our opinion noted that an adoption proceeding is not a child custody determination, wherein competing custodial rights to a child are weighed and determined by the court. It at 531, quoting in readoption of CTP 452 SW3D 705 716 MOAP WD 2014. We also noted that once the adoption is complete, a person may seek to obtain third-party child custody and visitation determinations authorized by law in IDC at 532N8, citing CTP 452 SW3D at 717. On October 6, 2021, while her appeal of the adoption judgment was pending, Smith filed a petition in the Circuit Court of Jackson County seeking third-party custody and/or visitation with the children. Smith's petition relied on per 452.375.5EA. The petition alleged that Martinez is unfit, unsuitable, and/or unable to care for the minor children, and that the welfare of the children requires custody be vested with Smith and her wife. In the alternative, Smith prayed that she be awarded visitation rights. Martinez filed a motion to dismiss Smith's petition. She argued that Smith did not have standing to seek third-party custody or visitation under paragraph 452.375.55a. Martinez also argued that Smith's petition was barred by res judicata, or claim preclusion, based on the judgment in the adoption proceeding. Finally, Martinez's motion to dismiss contended that Smith had unclean hands, based on her purported interference with Martinez's relationship with the children, both before and after the adoption judgment. The circuit court denied Martinez's motion to dismiss on February 22, 2022. 4. The court granted Smith's motion for appointment of a guardian ad litem on March 15, 2022. On January 9th,